Season ticket holders and friends of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps gathered in the Suite Level Lounge of Parkview Field to watch Game 1 of this year's World Series. While fans of both the New York Mets and Kansas City Royals enjoyed a spread of food famous from each city before the first pitch of the night, team president Mike Nutter was meeting with attendees and talking about the Tin Caps' success in 2015.
We're about to go into hibernation for a few months. We're actively as a staff selling and doing our thing. It's a thank you. We've been blessed here with the turnout from people and the way this community's embraced us.
The Tin Caps went 77-61 and qualified for the Midwest League playoffs for the seventh consecutive year before losing to West Michigan in the first round. Despite the loss, Nutter spoke with great pride over the Tin Caps' sustained success since moving to Parkview Field in 2009.
I thought we were great. We're seven straight years. There's 160 minor league teams. There's 30 or 32 major league teams. We're at seven straight. One minor league team's at five, and the St. Louis Cardinals are at five for the country.
In addition to the playoff appearance streak, Baseball America ranked Parkview Field as one of minor league baseball's top ballparks for the fourth time in 5 years. Of course, earning such acclaim requires constant maintenance, and the Tin Caps have a big renovation plan in the center field hospitality area next season.
The Summit on top of the 400 Club will be a major thing. It'll be a group area on top of that, $650,000 private investment, no city money, no public funds, all private. You can go from the place to be to a has-been in a hurry.
The Summit is expected to be ready by the Tin Caps' home opener next season. Building and moving the Tin Caps to Parkview Field was met with opposition in the initial planning and building process, but Nutter believes the team's continued success and the ballpark's acclaim has drastically changed the community's perspective of the park.
I don't want to misrepresent that people don't care about winning. It just means more here than anywhere else I've been. So when we won 101 games, it went crazy. The logo and name that everybody hated was the number one selling logo in the entire country in 09. And here we are just finishing up the seventh season, and we're still in the top 20.
Indeed, his players enjoy Parkview Field as well. The Tin Caps put together the best home record in the Midwest League with 46 wins across 71 home games during the 2015 season, but Nutter doesn't attribute his team's home field success as exclusive to Parkview Field. He says it's all about the team culture.
I'm telling you right now, I honestly believe this, and I've had people tell me I'm nuts. Something goes on here. When this place is rocking, is it the home field advantage that the Yankees used to have? Yeah.
Nutter hopes the team's winning culture leaves local residents with a sense of pride.
I've had people shake my hand and say, I moved from town 25 years ago. I remember downtown. I never thought we could have anything this nice. If they come out here, they're going to be treated with respect. They've got hard-earned dollars. If they spend them here, that's great. And we'd love them to walk away proud of their hometown team.
Following the long winter, the Tin Caps will return to Parkview Field for its 2016 home opener on April 9th against the Lake County Captains. And if you're wondering what Nutter thinks about this year's World Series, he's predicting the Royals will defeat the Mets in 6 out of 7 games. For WBOY News, I'm Zach Bernard.